is a new venture established by local Craig DeLong and others around town. The plan is to do small-scale recycling without a carbon footprint, and that has made us here at Daybreak curious.
What we hope to build is a facility that will take waste, primarily plastic, from the community and then turn it into products that are then sold back to the community. So we'll start with small things like house numbers, plastic ski scrapers, and then eventually we will build up enough money through sales and stuff and grants to enable us to build some bigger machines that will allow us to produce things like Lego blocks for building structures and plastic sheets for various purposes. And we also want to be a facility that's essentially an avenue for entrepreneurs to take what we have and then build it into a bigger business. Or say someone wants to build a totally new product out of recycled plastic, we'll take them in, allow them to use the facility, and then once they've developed their product, then they move on and make a market, make a business out of that. So that's the concept.
DeLong says plastic recycling does already occur in Rosslyn, but those plastics are shipped a long way before being turned into products.
We'll mostly focus on plastics types 1 and 2s. So 1 are the crinkly ones you get salad in, and 2s are sort of milk jug types because they're the most abundant and they're the easiest for us to work with. And one of the main reasons is to reduce carbon footprint, because when you take your plastic to the side of the road, maybe people don't think about where it goes. So it goes on a truck somewhere, then it gets bundled up, then it goes on a truck to Vancouver, and then it goes on a truck to probably Merlin Plastics, gets turned into plastic pellets, then it likely isn't processed there into anything usable, goes down to the U.S. or across the ocean to China, gets turned into a plastic product, gets shipped back, then it gets shipped back to Rosslyn. Just a large carbon footprint that we can get rid of by doing it right in the community.
That's Craig DeLong with the Rosslyn Refractory. He says they're currently fundraising and negotiating for a space to recycle the plastic, but he thinks they can begin on a small scale within a month. 6:51 Pacific time. This is CBC Radio 1. With Halloween coming up on Saturday, there's still some time to get a pumpkin to carve, but just how do you ensure your jack-o'-lantern stands out from the crowd?